Ben Dorries, a regular on a Friday, joins us now. Morning to you, Ben.
G'day, guys. I've got to say, I'm very, very, very confused. It's the end of the cricket season, and we've got a T20 series coming up against Sri Lanka. But at the same time, we're playing over in India. This is just bizarro land. This is the worst scheduling in cricket I think I've ever seen. 17 of Australia's top players out of the country while we're actually playing at home in a T20 series. I just can't work it out, guys.
Is it... And I'm going to put the hat on. I'm going to put the Cricket Australia hat on, right? Is it because Sri Lanka's obviously been somewhere else that we've had to delay these matches?
Yeah, well, look, in some ways it's not Australia's fault. They're sort of bound by the international cricket schedule. But, I mean, the very fact that two different Australian teams will play on consecutive days in different countries is, to me, just so sort of demeaning, really, to the Australian cap. I mean, what does it sort of all mean? It's just very, very, very strange. And just even scheduling this 2020 series, I don't reckon a lot of the players, a lot of the seasoned players, probably couldn't care less. It's great for some guys like Michael Klinger, who's going to make his international debut, and will have its moments, I guess. But, yeah, look, I think it's... I mean, the Australian players have been blowing up a lot about pay and all sorts of things, and I don't think they've had a leg to stand on. But their complaints about playing basically in two different areas of the world on two different days, to me, are very justified. And I think fans just find it confusing.
Going forward to India, yesterday we spoke with Will Kitchen from the ICC Cricket Academy in Dubai. And the senior Australian team are there preparing for India. I know you want to talk about the sweep shot, but I want to also, just before I come to you, Ben, hear from Matt Renshaw, who, of course, is hoping to open, and you would think is going to open for Australia in the first test match. And these were his comments overnight regarding the sweep shot.
Probably the sweep will be a big one for me, and just trying to stay low and use my reach as a tall bloke. I mean, I've probably got that advantage over some of the other guys, but probably get to the balls that are going to turn a bit better than the short guys without moving my feet too much. So I'll try and use that as much to my advantage as possible.
Okay, so there's Matt Renshaw already starting to think about the sweep shot. Ben, you have obviously covered cricket for many years. Is this crucial shot in India?
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I will say, Matt Renshaw, very bright kid and can play spin very well for a sort of tall left-handed opening batsman. So I think he'll be, if not a raging success, I think he'll have a very good tour. But look, the one thing that worries me a bit, it's all good and well sending these guys over to Dubai and saying, you know, sweep, 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 you know, do your best in terms of practice for this series. But this is sort of like a two-week sort of, you know, sweep shot tuition practice for them. I remember when Matthew Hayden famously had that breakthrough series over there in the subcontinent. Previously, he was a pretty ordinary player of spin, but he literally, I reckon, Haydos spent about 5 or 6 years practicing the sweep shot.
Yeah.
And these guys are sort of spending 1 or 2 weeks. So good luck to them, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, they've got that tour match in Mumbai, which is next week, which will give them a bit more, but they've had the lead in. They've just got to be able to, it might be training on Indian wickets there in Dubai, but there's nothing like actually playing there either, is there? It's just a huge place, you know, you watch it and there's such a noise and all that goes on around you.
Yeah, it's a very different world, very different culture, very different lifestyle, very different cricket, very different pitches. One thing I do like, though, I don't want to be too critical of Australia sort of trying to do their best over there, because they've picked what I think is a decent enough squad. There's quite a few young blokes in there. So, look, if they don't succeed this time, the likes of Matt Renshaw and Peter Hanscom and whatever, they'll definitely be better for the run. So I like the fact that our squad over there is interspersed with quite a few younger guys.
Understand. Good on you, Ben. We'll talk to you next Friday. We thank you. And by next week, the Australians will be in that tour match, so we'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah, great stuff, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Dorries joining us there, leading sports and racing journalist. Just on that, Quinny, with the T20 that Ben spoke about at the start, the Australians dominate the market for the first one a week away.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Game one at the MCG a week from today, Friday night, and they have been popular. Opened $1.45, now $1.55. Sri Lanka has been 275 into 245. So you are getting a little bit of a better price on the Aussies than initially available. And series betting and all those high bat markets, they'll be open a little bit closer to the game.
Okay.